Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. As today's episode is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, episode 38. So obviously today is a new day. Jordan and Anna finally get a chance at the hideaway. They're not my favourite couple, so I didn't really care that much, but they went inside the hideaway. Amber tells Maura that she's upset that nobody backed her after Michael disrespected her. And I kind of feel like I get what she's kind of saying. You know, honestly, I was surprised that Anna, the bodyguard, didn't go up to Michael and give it to him. But at the same time, like the way that the conversation was, it wasn't like it was around everybody. It was just kind of him by himself. So it's a kind of thing like, did she want like them to then storm over to Michael and be like, oh my gosh, you upset Amber? And I feel like Amber herself, she should have told him how she felt in that moment. I don't understand why she's holding. And at the same time, like at the beginning of the series, Amber would have told him about himself. She would have checked him there and then. So now all of this, oh, why didn't anyone say anything? Why didn't anyone say anything? I feel like she doesn't really have an argument to hold up there. Amber, like, who are you now? Like, who are you? I'm surprised that Anna, the bodyguard, didn't go up to Michael and give it to him. But at the same time, like the way that the conversation was, it wasn't like it was around everybody. It was just kind of him by himself. So it's a kind of thing like, did she want like them to then storm over to Michael and be like, oh my gosh, you upset Amber? And I feel like Amber herself backtracking, like I feel like if Ovi didn't say anything, or if Ovi even backed him, he would have been like, yeah, that's why I did it. But obviously now I feel like he is now, obviously he didn't care before because no one was checking him, but I feel like because like someone in the house who is loved by everyone has checked him, he's probably thinking like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get away with this behavior anymore. And obviously they're the ones who have been saving me. The public don't like me. They're going to be putting me in the bottom every week. So now I have to rely on the house to stay in. So obviously if one of the favorites within the house is telling him he did something wrong, he's probably thinking, now I have to rectify that so I'm on good terms with everyone so that if I'm in the bottom again, they'll save me again. So then after that, he goes up to Amber and he gives her like a half apology. Amber basically makes, you know, a few points like, you know, you've been really mean to me and like you've been talking to me like I've done something to you, like I've done something wrong to you, like I haven't done anything to hurt you. And she made some points, but the issue that I have with Amber, yeah, is that she didn't check Michael. She just said, you made me feel like this, you made me feel like this. But she never really said, like, you're mean, you're this. She's like, you were speaking to me this way. And I feel like Amber's gone soft and I don't like it. I wanted her to check him. I wanted her to be disrespectful as fuck. And I wanted her to cuss him the hell out because that's what he deserves. Like, and it's like the opportunity for her to do that. And even in his half apology, he was still like saying things like, oh, that wasn't what I meant to do. Like, I wasn't meant to be negative. I wasn't meant to be mean. And then literally within like 20 seconds, he's saying, oh, I had to be a dickhead to get the message through. Like literally like 20 seconds later, like what the fuck? So how do you feel like Amber's just like becoming a little bitch now? Like she's not that bitch anymore. She's becoming a little bitch. Like, moping around like over this any guy. Like, I'm disappointed in Amber. Like, I really thought that she was a bad bitch, but she's just a sad bitch now. And you know, all of this, oh, I'm so happy that I cleared the air with you now. Fuck that, he's been treating you like trash consistently for like 2 weeks now and you're just gonna let him off the hook. I'm disappointed in Amber, but let me know what you think. Do you feel like it was the right thing to do to end things, like, for now at least, amicably with Michael? Or do you feel like she was being way too nice and that she needs to remember who the fuck she is and she should have read Michael for filth? What are we thinking? One thing that kind of annoyed me this episode was when Chris was asking Francesca if she was upset about Curtis and Maura getting together. I feel like that was a stupid question to ask. Like, of course she's going to be fucking upset. At first, I liked Chris, but he's starting to annoy me now. I feel like he's trying too hard to, like, make sure that there's a storyline for him. Like, the shit that he was saying yesterday, like, didn't make any fucking sense. And I feel like he's just opening his mouth to, like, try and grab onto as much airtime as he can because he kind of knows that he's vulnerable to leaving early. So, yeah, I feel like he could definitely be next to go after Michael. What are we thinking, though? Do we like Chris or do you feel like he's a bit annoying? So, the new arrivals come. Honestly, I don't think they look much better in person. I feel like the VT or whatever, you know, basically was a true representation of what they looked like. But, I don't know, they seem quite talkative. The Harley girl, the blonde girl, seems like she just talks a lot. I feel like she's going to be a big talker, like, and I feel like she's going to be talking too much. Obviously, Harley, the blonde girl, goes on a date with Ovi, and India, the slightly better looking one, the brunette, picks Chris. Obviously, the brunette one said that she liked Ovi. Harley's on a date with him. I'm guessing she likes him too. I don't think Ovi is feeling Harley. She is giving off like a ditzy vibe, and I feel like that's not the vibe Ovi is on. I don't think he'll tolerate the ditziness when, you know, I don't think she has the looks that could make someone oversee the ditziness. But what are we thinking about India? Do you feel like Ovi would be interested in India? What are we thinking? And then obviously Amber gets a text too saying that, who is it? Greg is waiting for her in the patio, whatever it is, yeah. And let me just say, like, the producers have disrespected my girl Amber. See, and I bet it's because Amber hasn't been herself. She hasn't been the, you know, when Amber's been lowering herself, she's been lowering her confidence, lowering her self-esteem, and the producers no longer rate her to Amber. It's fucking disrespectful. But yeah, I feel like from Amber's reaction that she doesn't find this Greg guy attractive. So I guess it kind of hangs on Ovi now. If he gets along with India, then he might just go with her. I'm not sure who Amber would be stuck with. Maybe she'd pair up with Chris as a friendship thing. I'm not sure. What are we thinking? Do we feel like Ovi's head could be turned by India or not? And do we feel like Amber, I might have judged a bit too early. Do you feel like Amber and this Greg guy could be something? The Twitter for Michael is still negative, but not as negative as it usually is, but still overall negative. A lot of people are saying how, like, Michael gave, like, a half-assed, like, backhanded apology. And a lot of people are making that note of when he, like, left the room, how people just thought that he walked out on the conversation. I forgot to say, so I'll insert that here. I definitely thought, like, he walked out. I was like, what? I was like, no, like, he cannot be this trash. I was, like, literally ready to teleport into the villa and give him a piece of my mind. It's Amber is just keeping her lips sealed. And then when he came up with the tissues, I was like, oh, okay, you're still trash. But yeah, and also I'd like to, like, point out again, I forgot to say earlier, is that he said something along the lines of, I'm only speaking to you because I don't want you to feel like I was trying to be mean yesterday. Something along those lines. And I feel like, again, he's trying to, like, plant seeds of insecurity and self-doubt within Amber even still now. So yeah, he's a master manipulator, and even now he's still trying to manipulate Amber. And I've seen a tweet saying that I don't think that Michael generally liked Amber at all. What are we thinking, guys? Do you feel like Michael is just a prick? Or what are we thinking that now, because he has stayed so faithful to the I'm not into you anymore? Do you feel like he really was telling the truth and that he isn't into Amber? There's a lot of support for Amber. A lot of people are saying, you know, that they love her, and a lot of people are saying that she deserves better than Michael, kind of like a regurgitation of what's been said the past few days. I haven't seen anyone say that they thought that Amber should have been more kind of vocal and should have been like checked him basically. So yeah, what are you guys thinking? Also, if you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Shannon Fabuloso. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N-F-A-B-U-L-O-S-O. I usually live tweet during the episode, so feel free to at me during the episodes with your opinions. And yeah, let me know your overall thoughts of this episode. And let me know if you feel like Ovi and Amber will end up with anyone. I feel like that